Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you again for listening. And good morning to you, Miss Emil. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing fine. It's getting nice and cold, nice and arctic. I enjoyed the snow today. Today I went to the CRV and
Julie,
I know, I'm sorry. Listen, that's you know what I had to do today? I had to get my driver's license photo for the first time in 8 years because we didn't have to do it during COVID, and which I really liked. You know, remember we just renewed online and you kept
no,
the same
I
picture?
Don't.
Well,
I don't
do,
because
and
mine came
I liked it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So it's been 8 years since I've been to the DMV. And, I was kind of dreading it because, you know, nobody wants to get their picture taken. And
Well,
and
especially
I thought,
those, they look like mug shots.
Right.
They're not,
right,
the, you know, they're not exactly Annie Leibovitz doing your photos. You know,
well, that is what it is, and you have to accept that. But, you know, it's just not one of those things that you look forward to doing. You figure there's going to be a long wait, a lot of people, and it's just stressful for some reason. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, I cannot believe how quick it went. I was in and out in 15 minutes. The whole thing took me 15 minutes. I had the nicest lady wait on me. She took two pictures. I said, you could take 100 pictures and I'm going to find fault with something. That's just how I am. So we took one serious and one smiling. And guess which one I chose?
Well, I would hope it's the smile, but you probably took the serious.
I took the one that makes me look like I'm going to murder people is the one I took.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Because the other one, I know, I always look like that in pictures. I look like I'm going to rip somebody's face off. And I'm not really a nasty lady, I don't think, but I look like one in these pictures. It was kind of funny. But the other one, I said, you know, I look like I had chipmunk cheeks or something when I smile. So I was like, no, give me the serious murdery one. And she laughed.
Oh, boy.
And I was on my way. So then I came out.
Well, that's good
knowing. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a day. Okay.
Yeah. 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 I didn't know that I saw the news this morning and they said that, you know, there could be a coating to a dusting and a dusting to a coating of, or whatever they say first. And I'm like, really? And then I didn't see it on my phone app, on my weather app. I saw none of that. And I'm like, what are they talking about? And then when this crap started, I'm like, okay, enough. I went to get my nails done and I walk in and I said, and she goes, oh, how do you like this on this beautiful day? I said, you know what? I've had it. I whipped my gloves off on the counter. I'm like, all right, I have officially had it with the snow and the cold. It's enough. We've had enough since November. It's enough. I don't mind one or the other. I can't. I know. I can't. It just drives me.
It's going to be a long.
I hate it. I know. I just don't like it.
You.
It ruins
I would rather
everything.
Than what's coming next week, which is that Arctic blast.
Well, that's going to be I mean, it's cold, and but tomorrow or this weekend, it should be a little bit warmer. So you know, it'll be better. But it's, and there's not, here's the deal. We talk about this weather thing. Lynn and I used to do it all the time. And it's silly because there's nothing we can do about it. But deal with it and move the hell on. And that's what I'm doing. But I don't.
I think it's good right now that it's so cold because we have a couple of ice festivals coming up. So,
well, that's true.
That's
right? True.
I mean, this is a pertinent
we're going to have. And we're going to have the lovely, I love her, Gail Rees on talking next segment about the Clark Summit Festival of Ice. That's going to be, she'll be in and she'll be telling us everything about what's going on and how you can, what you can expect to see and all that stuff. But yeah, the weather is, it's perfect for that. Perfect. So, but we'll see. We just keep going and doing what we do. Keep thinking days will get lighter and it'll get warmer. And that's always what I'm hoping here, because I have a couple birthdays coming up in a row, and so that always kind of occupies and takes time, and my son will be home. Sean, my youngest, and his girl will be home next weekend because we have a lot of different things, and we're out to dinner celebrating their birthdays next week. And as a matter of fact, speaking of the Clark Summit area, we're going in that direction for, we're going to the Altar House, which is the first time I have not been. The kids have gone several times, but I haven't, and so we are going there for their birthday dinner next Saturday night. So, and that'll happen in the following weekend is, as I was saying, Katie, my daughter-in-law-to-be, is her shower out in Long Island. And then my birthday comes right after that. So lots of fun stuff, Jewel, and all moving and grooving in that direction. So that'll all take up time, and as it always does, and hopefully some of the weather will be better going forward. But who knows? Because next week, the beginning of the week, is supposed to be frigid. It's supposed to be, I think, like 11 and 12 and 15 degrees or something Monday through Wednesday. It's going to be tough. So just bundle up, as my mother used to say, bundle up and do what you can do. So, but yeah, we have all of that. And then I wanted to tell us about last week on the show, we had the lovely Kelly Ann Carey from the owner of the Daisy Collective on Penn Avenue. And, she was doing her coat drive, Jewel, as you know, and which I forgot to bring. I have my coats. I have to run down tomorrow and drop them off. She came over to me while I was getting my nails done and said, Laurie, I am packed with stuff. We got so much stuff. She said, but I have to tell you, today somebody came in and specifically mentioned that they heard, it was a gentleman, and she said he came in. She said, I'm sorry I don't have his name, and I wish she did, because I would, she said, I should have. And I said, that's okay, I'll just say. She said, it was a taller guy, he had a baseball cap on, and he came in and said, I listened to the radio show last week, and I went to Kohl's, and I actually bought some coats for you so that you could give them to the kiddos and the families at UNC. And Kelly was so thrilled and so grateful. She goes, how about that? He went out and bought them for us. I said, well,
yeah. That's, how nice is that?
The goodness, yes. Right, the goodness of people, Julie. So whoever you are, fine gentlemen, for helping and listening, we thank you for listening. But most importantly, we thank you for doing what you did and going out of your way to do that and to bring brand new coats to Kellyanne for her drive for UNC. And giving it to a worthy child or adult, or I don't know which coats they were, but whatever they are, it's very needed and appreciated. So we thank you to that. And then on another note, my friend Catherine Cullen, who you know, I love her to pieces. Well, I was at her. We talked last week about me having lunch with Kathy McLaughlin and Randy, and that I had seen Kathy at a party, and it was actually a Catherine Cullen's Christmas party. I don't know if I mentioned that. And I love Catherine. She and I both do some work contracted work for Broadway, so I get to spend a lot of time with her. She's on the educational side, and I'm on the development side, and we work hand in hand, and I love her to pieces. Met from the first day I ever met Catherine Cullen. I worked for the Everhart Museum, and I was coming out of Deborah Meade's office, and Mike Luzzi was the executive director at the time, and his office was tucked away behind where mine was, and I looked on this like coat rack at my cat, and I thought, oh my God, I love that coat. As a matter of fact, I have one almost, it's pretty much the same exact coat. I wonder, I got to meet who's wearing that coat. So I knocked on Mike's door and I said, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just had to meet the person who owns this coat because I have the same thing. And it was Catherine Cullen, who is loaded with class and smarts and kindness and beauty and style like nobody's business. And that was the first day that I met her, sitting in Mike's office, and I was so bold to do that. And we have been dear friends since, and I love her to pieces. So anyway, I was at her party for Christmas, and Catherine told me that this week she was speaking to one of her neighbors, and they go on about how, as Kathy told me, how wonderful all the neighbors were in their area. And Catherine said she spoke to a woman who listens to us every week. So I'm going to give a big shout out to Miss Janet Dennis. So Janet, we thank you for listening to us. Keep doing that. We are grateful. And I'm so happy you mentioned that to Catherine so that I could give you a big shout out and say thanks for listening and your kindness and your kind words that you said to Catherine about us. And we appreciate it. So keep on listening, and a big shout out and Happy New Year to Miss Janet Dennis. So there we go. Whenever I hear that, I try to tell people, Julie, Lynn, and I used to think, my
God, that's great.
And then we're like, oh God, I forgot to mention that. I forgot. And so I try to remember to do it because it's so important when people make a point of saying something. I wish I could have said that gentleman's name. Maybe he'll let us know who he is. But it's always good to know that people appreciate what we have to say and what we're talking about and the promotion of this community. And that's something that Janet and Catherine talked about. There is nothing better to me than to be able to promote the goodness of people and the events and the organizations that run in this county and not even our county, but any other county. It's so important to keep your community alive and well and to be, you know, I always say we like to take care of it so we can leave it better than when we found it, with more things to do and more stuff to look back on and say, this is what all happened. Much like, Joel, when you look at what these wonderful folks in California and all this stuff, I was watching the Today Show, and Jacob Soboroff, who was born and raised in Pacific Palisades, and he said that, you know, he interviewed Eva Longoria, and she said the same people who are doing this cleanup are the same people who will rebuild Los Angeles. Uh-huh. Think about that. They're volunteers, Joel. The same people who are cleaning up Los Angeles are the same people who will rebuild this community. And it's so important, nothing more than ever, when you have such a tragedy like the likes of which is going on there, and so many people in the same boat. It's not just one person. There's so many people who have the same experience, and it's the way the community responds and reacts to the needs of the people, whether it's a good event or to help in a tragedy or to help someone who's sick or is in need of help or someone who needs coats or someone who needs food or someone who wants to be entertained. It is so important to remember to get out there in your community, volunteer, do what you can do, and come up with ideas and make them happen. And whether they're, you know, picnics or, you know, whatever, chili cook-offs or, you know, competitions or whatever you have, it's all good. So I'm off my soapbox now, but keep giving back to your community, whether it's money or time or wisdom, whatever you have, give it out. and we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and we'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special events business. And with me is our lovely producer extraordinaire, Miss Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. And Julie will tell you a little bit about what she can do for you. Jules?
Thanks so much, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing in northeastern Pennsylvania and beyond. To learn more about how I can help promote your business or nonprofit, visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
And with us is a very dear friend of mine, someone I've known for a long, long time, Miss Gail Reese. She's here because we're talking about the Clark Summit Festival of Ice, which will take place January 24th, 25th. What is it, Gail? Did I get it? 24, 25, 26?
Yep, it's 24,
okay.
5,
there
and
we
6,
go.
Laurie. Yes.
There we go. And my Tommy's birthday is the 27th, so that's why I was, did I get that right? So anyway, yes, we're here because Gail is a committee member, and as I said, she's a longtime friend, a junior leaguer, I must point out. Gail and I had a lot of work together in the junior league many, many years ago. But I also know Gail from my old hat that I used to wear in the banking world. And Miss Gail Reese has been in the banking world for a long time. She is currently the branch manager at the Clark's Green office of NBT. So shout out there to you, Gail, for NBT.
Yay.
And so she's right there in the heart of everything that will be going on in Clark Summit for this ICE Festival, which is a huge event. It's been going on for a long time, Gail. It is so well done and so visited by so many and anticipated and loved. And it's a really cool way to take advantage of the cold winters here in Lackawanna County, but also Clark Summit just kind of comes alive at that time of the year, and it's so nice to walk the streets and see all the stores and the people who participate and become sponsors by buying the levels of ice and the sculptures that go on, the live carvings. I mean, there's just so much that happens up there in that neck of the woods, Gail. It's so much fun, and you have a huge committee of people. I know it's not, you know, it takes a village, and God knows for this it certainly does. So thank you for joining us. I know I'm kind of saying a lot of this stuff for you, but Gail, this is an undertaking, man. And tell everybody a little bit what can they expect this year at this wonderful festival.
Laura, you said it so well, so thank you for the overview and exactly everything you said and then some. Certainly, this is our 21st year of bringing the ICE Festival to the community. They even did it, and I say they, I wasn't involved at that point, but they even did it during the year of COVID, the initial year. So it's an undertaking, and as you said, it takes a committee, and everyone on the committee does it out of love. Let's face it, long hours and so many moving parts, but it's so well worth it. And there again, like you said, it's our 21st year. Every year, a new theme. That's always fun at the end of every festival to say, what about next year? We just keep going. So this year, Under the Sea. So we have a lot of activities. Close to 50 sponsored sculptures, live carvings. They're fun. Sculpted Ice Works brings all the activity to Clark Summit. So Friday, starting off the 24th, we have a 10 o'clock live carving, Poseidon's Throne, probably down at the clock tower on State Street, if you know that area. Kind of gets everybody in the mood, followed by the evening, we have a parade at 6:30. We have floats and bands and fire trucks and jugglers and ending in another live carving. And everyone's welcome. If you want to grab a lobster head and jump on a float or walk with the fire sticks, whatever you want to do. But it's a community parade, and it's fun to see the kids and the adults, and everybody gets involved. This year, we always have something special. This year, we're doing an Explore the Seven Seas scavenger hunt. So you get a charter map, and you go around to select businesses, and they give you a stamp. Then at the end, you turn in your map, and you might be eligible for a prize. It's always fun. It gets everybody, you know, interactive and running around. And if you've ever done a scavenger hunt, it's a lot of fun. A part of our, and if I'm rambling on, forgive me, because I'm all excited and get enthused about all this.
No, keep going. Go ahead.
So we also have Electric City Aquarium and Reptile Den. If you're familiar with them, they're down at the Steamtown Mall. So they're coming up to Clark Summit, and they're going to have a what we call a mobile interactive presentation with live animals. So the kids can go on board and the adults too, but it's also going to give everyone a chance to see up close, you know, a seahorse and a crab and, you know, maybe a, who knows, a baby shark. You never know what they're going to bring, okay? And then what they're going to offer is, it is, and it gets them involved. So what they're offering, which is very generous, remember I mentioned the scavenger hunt? So one of the prizes they're going to offer is, for those who complete the voyage, sailing the seven seas, if you get all the locations on the map, turn it in, then the aquarium is going to draw, and the winner will get four tickets to the aquarium. So that's kind of neat.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. It's pretty good. And our popular back by demand every year, we have horse and carriage rides. People love that. And clip-clop, even though it's sub-zero weather potentially, they still like to go on the horse ride.
Sure.
We've got DJs all throughout the weekend. And we also have, we started this a couple years ago, and it's a big hit, Lori. On Sunday, the 26th, we have four local fire companies, and they come, and they carve ice. And they bring their fans, and they do their boot drop, and then they get the bragging rights, whoever does the best carving, and kind of neat, too, and they like to get involved, and it also supports the local fire companies. And what else? The Clark Summit retailers and restaurants certainly have their features featuring the sea theme, so this way they get in the act, too, and it helps them. So you could see we've got a lot going on. So something for everybody, as they say.
And, you know, my buddy Doug Smith, Mr. Musician Extraordinaire, he plays for you guys every year, too. I think he said it
cares. Yes, he does. Yep. See that? Yeah, like you said, we have the entertainment sort of peppered throughout the area. So it might be Garrity's. It might be Stately Pet Supply. It might be, you just never know. And it's, you know, Frankie Carl, everybody knows his name, certainly connected to entertainment.
Yep.
So he always brings out the best. So like I said, it's, you know, you see what's going on. You pick your passion and bring, you know, bring the kids, bring the family, bundle up, though. That's the thing. And then every, like I said, retailers have different things going on. The Gathering Place, if anyone knows that location in Clark Summit.
I love it.
They're going to have nonprofits serving items, and they get to keep the money, so that's a good thing too. So we get them involved.
Nice.
We get local high school, we get the Honor Society involved. So all ages, but all activities certainly brought to you by the ABPA and the Ice Festival. You name it,
that's
we have.
I wanted to mention that because I neglected that at first. It is a program through the Abington Business and Professional Association, which is what Dale
you,
just
Lori.
Said, L-A-B-P-A. is,
yeah, we don't give ourselves enough credit, so thank you.
No, but Gail, listen, that organization is incredible. I've been involved in some things, like I spoke one time for someone, and I was involved with a couple things through the years. They are very, they used to have that fashion show at the,
I forgot about that, Lori.
Remember the one at the country club?
Sure.
And so there were so many different things that you guys did,
right.
and the people who own the businesses, who really, really jump in, and it's like it's an old-fashioned little, I mean this in the sense of like an old-fashioned town.
No.
Not that it is, but it has that feel with all of the, you know, everyone who works, everyone, you know, supports one another. It's amazing, the camaraderie of business owners there and how everyone just does what they do.
You're right. Oh, yeah.
I love
its own charm.
And this is huge. I mean, my God, 21 years of doing this. And
well, did I say to, I'm interrupting you, but 3,000 to 5,000 attendees over the weekend. How about that? Yeah, that's quite a volume, right? So don't worry, You'll find parking if anyone goes, oh, no, I'm not going. No, there's parking, you know, off street.
Absolutely.
And not to worry. You'll find a place to park if you want to come, and no concerns that way. But come one, come all, and hopefully we'll have good weather regardless of Mother Nature. And certainly we appreciate the opportunity to publicize this, Lori. Can't thank you enough.
No, I'm delighted. So it, just so we know, Gail, the committee, do you guys, like most people, to plan an event like this, start? I know you said the theme you figure out as soon as it's over, but you start, you do right away, right, for next
months
year?
Months and months. We've been meeting weekly for months and months, believe me. And we keep bringing in new people, new ideas, and it just builds and builds. But then when the time comes, everyone takes their part and gets involved. And so far, so good, and it runs like clockwork, literally. But that's exactly what it's all about, you know. Got to pull it together, and it takes the committee. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see a lot of people coming up to Clark Summit next week.
Yeah. Well, I think that, I mean, that people have been talking about this, Gail, talking about this event now for so long. And Julie, jump in on this, Jewel, because you just had said that to Gail. The way this is, how professionally done this is, and your family and the kids going, it's a big deal for your family every year.
Mm-hmm. It is a big deal, and it's a big deal to me too, because Laurie, I don't know if you know.
Oh yeah, with it, yes.
There, but I was part of the first committee when it started.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, that's going back, because at the time I was the editor of the Abington Journal. And
yeah,
so
that's right.
And we worked with the APA all the time, and we did some amazing events together. And I love the Ice Festival, and to see how it has grown from just a few sculptures that first year, I don't think Ice Festivals were prevalent at all in this region at that time. You guys were the first, and to see it grow from, there might have been a dozen that first year. I don't remember how, because it's 21 years ago. But
really?
To see it grow from that to you've got more than 50, and then all these interactive things and the scavenger hunt. Gail, we love a good scavenger hunt in our family. So I'm just so happy for all of you and so proud of you that you kept it going all this time. That is really impressive, and it's hard to do. It takes a lot of
the logistics
of these events. It would blow your circuits. It really, it's amazing. And the way it comes together.
True. I will tell you, Gail, from someone who's been doing events in this area for as long as I have, you have something for 10 years, and that's an accomplishment. You guys are double that plus one this year.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a big deal. Be proud of it. Tell that committee we think they're great, and we're happy that they keep on going. Number 21, and the theme is, what is it, sea creatures? What, under the sea? What's it called?
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Under the sea.
We're probably the sea creatures, but yeah, it's under the sea.
There you go. I know. But it's going to be wonderful. Again, as Gail said, 21 years and going strong in the beautiful town of Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, and everybody's in there doing it right. And the like I said, I can't say enough for the businesses and the people who support the businesses that come together and make this all work. So, Gail, we wish you the best.
Thank you. If anyone
needed more info, Gail, is there a website?
Read my mind, Laurie, as always. I didn't know if I had the privilege of saying that. But for more details, I feel like I'm doing a PSA here. For more details, go to ABPACSummit, so ABPACSummit.org, or Clark Summit Festivities on Facebook or Instagram.
Wow, you got it, Gail. There you go. Okay. We wish you the best. I hope it's cool out there for the ice to stay put and to be a big smash, not literally, for everybody up there that they have a good time.
There
and
you
Gail,
go.
I'll do
Perfect.
My I'm going to do my horse impression. Listen.
Okay.
Here we go. That's my horse. I'm walking with
Perfect.
It. So let's get those horses.
There you go.
Let's get those horses going. So, Gail, thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you both.
Listening, for being part of us. Thank you for everyone for listening to what Gail had to say. And we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And Miss Julie D'Amo, who is our producer, can tell you a little bit about what she does.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedemel.com.
Yeah, there we go. And so everybody, you just listened to the lovely Gail Reeves talk about the festivities for the ICE Festival in Clark Summit, which is, Julie, as I said to you when we were talking just before, 21 years. That's a long time. And you remember that because you were talking about your role as, and we were kind of talking over one another at the time, but you were the editor of the Abington Journal and part of all of that. And that must have been a fun thing to cover and wondering how that was going to turn out, because it was, as you were talking about with Gail, is that you weren't sure that this was one of the first things of the ICE festivals being introduced to the area. And here it is 21 years later and still doing.
Yes, I'm so happy for them that they were able to keep it going all this time. That is impressive. It really is. There's a lot to it, a lot of logistics. You have to fundraise, and you need a substantial amount of volunteers to pull it off. So good for them. The ABPA was always wonderful to work with, and I had a seat on the board as part of my position at the Abington Journal. So I got to work closely with them on the ICE Festival. There was also an arts festival that we did at one point. We did the scarecrow making contest
mm-hmm.
and a party.
Love that.
Like that started back then. They did so many things, and they do everything very well with the community's interests at heart. And I just, yeah, I really have a fondness for that organization, and I love Clark Summit. You know, I mean, there's nothing like a main street, and State Street has a lot of charm, and there's a lot of great shops there and a lot of great restaurants, too. So mm-hmm. if you haven't been in a while, check it out. I think, you know, I remember it even as a child, because my grandfather had a jewelry shop on State Street, and he had Abington Jewelers, and that was not far from where my office was at the Abington Journal. It was just up the street. So, of course, his business, he was not there anymore by the time I worked at the Journal. But it was nice to know that that's where my grandpa's shop was. You know, I used to go to work and think about that all the time, like
yep.
I don't pass where grandpa's shop was.
And,
yeah. So, I see a lot of business happening up there, and they've really got a lot going on, and what Gail described is absolutely fantastic.
And Julie, of course, the best part was...
That was the best part. You stole the show, Laura.
I do that all the time. I've been doing that, and I do a couple other horse. I have two other horses, and I'm pretty good at it, but I thought if I screw it up on air, it's not going to sound well, so I just did the one I know I could do, the click-clacking, as Gail was saying. What did she did say, was that horse's name? What did she call him, Clacker or something?
I don't know.
Or was she just saying click-clacks of the hoofs? When you hear it, I don't know, but I love horse and buggy rides.
You and I, you know, you never cease to amaze me with your talent.
Oh yeah, my talents. It's so amazing, isn't it? Oh,
mm-hmm.
I love horse and buggy ride. I just think horse and carriages. This is such an appropriate thing to add. And what I also love, she talked about, were the fire department and them doing. You know, as I was saying earlier about chili cook-offs and all those things, those chili contests, and firemen are so into, like, cooking, and that's kind of neat that they're doing that with the carvings. I think that's great. And what did she say? I think four different ones?
Four fire companies, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That will be fun to watch and see how that all pans out. Yeah, mm-hmm. They really do get everybody in the community involved, and I think that's what this is all about, and it drives a lot of traffic into those businesses, too, and so you know, this is a time of year when maybe you're not thinking about shopping so much because it's right after the holidays, but when you're there and you see stuff, you know, it's good for business, so I don't know. There's always something to do around here, even in the winter. We are never at a loss for something to do, and this is good. So, but yeah, I was impressed with everything Gail said, and I love their theme, Under the Sea.
I do too. And how nice that the Electric City Aquarium is part of it. I mean, that's like a no-brainer, but that's great. And pulling a little of Scranton in up there, and that's a good thing. And, you know, the kids could win the four ticket pass, and that's nice because so many people go and they love it. I've never been. Have you gone yet?
To the aquarium?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we are regulars.
I've never.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
my nephews are super into aquatic life. This is one of them really is into it to the point where we've talked about maybe he will want to pursue a career in marine biology. That's how much he's into it. And I think that he has all the fish in the sea memorized. Yes. You could show him a picture of any fish, and he's like, oh, that's a whatever, and he'll rattle off these exotic names, and I'm like, wow, and he knows, you know, what their name is, where they live, everything about them. He just retains that information. He's like a little aquatic life sponge. So
love it.
This is right up his alley. Yeah, and the scavenger hunt, too. I think you heard me talk about.
Well, you guys are big scavenger hunters. Yeah.
Yes, we do our own things, but you know, this is nice. I don't have to plan this one. We can.
I know.
We can just. we can just do it.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah. So.
But you take the you guys go every year, don't you, to this?
We haven't gone every year, but. Yeah, you know, this is a busy weekend for us, too, because it is also the start of birthday season in my family. So, but yeah, I mean, we've definitely gone before, just not consecutively. This one, we have to make it, though. We have to. This theme is speaking to us. So, you know, and
you can't that'll be right
up in the house all the time. Yeah. You get cabin fever. Yeah.
But that event is the 24th, 25th, and 26th. And then shortly thereafter come yours is there, right there. And then when is your one nephew's? I know one's on my birthday, the 4th, but what about the other one?
Right, the January 25th.
Whoa, okay. So he is that week, during that weekend.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
He's that weekend, and that's the one who's most interested. They're both interested in aquatic life, but the one with the birthday on the 25th is definitely into it. And I just think this would be a great addition to his birthday weekend festivities.
Yeah, of course. That would be great. Yeah, I can imagine with those creatures. I can imagine what they're going to look like, though. I think that's going to be cool. What a perfect theme. I love it. Well, we will it'll all just what, you know, the weather should be cold enough and it's good and coming off of, as we were talking about, that frigid first couple of days of next week. So I think they should be okay because I think last year, if I recall, I know Scranton, some of theirs melted with the weather was so mild.
It was like
during
60
that.
Degrees. It was a freak day. Yes, I know. And we can't control that stuff, but
not
enough entertainment and roaming performers and activities that it was still okay. You know, like there was still plenty to do and everybody had a good time, but yeah, what can you do? If you get a weird warm day and you've got an ice sculpture out there, it's really tough.
I know.
Like you just, mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to have that problem this year.
No, which is good. And speaking of that, Scranton's Ice Festival will be this weekend. You're listening to us on the 18th. So you'll be able to join today and tomorrow with Scranton's Ice Festival if you're interested in doing that. And theirs is ice camera action, and it's all about movie themed, and you'll be able to see some interactive, not interactive, but live performances and things happening throughout the city. Julie, where do they find the information on for that? What's the best way for them to go to see what the festivity lineup is for Scranton?
ScrantonOnIce.com.
There you go.
They've got the entertainment schedule there, the event map. It's all there for you, ScrantonOnIce.com. And then I'll post all the links that we talk about on our Facebook page for the Laurie Cadden Show.
Yeah, this is a show about ice that this weekend. So, and you know, and it's funny speaking of ice, because I drink anything I drink has to be freezing cold. I like to drink things cold better than hot. And so whenever I go, so I'll go to Dunkin' or McDonald's and get my iced tea, and I'll always I'm extra ice, and I think they're thinking, are you out of your mind? It's freezing. But I love ice. So whether it's in my glass, in my cup, or in wherever, being carved, the only thing I don't like is walking on it. Other than that, I love it. There is something fascinating about, isn't it, though, when you think about it, the way it cuts and that it's got that diamond effect to it. It's really kind of neat.
And how these guys
can get that block that they start out with, and what it ends up looking like is just, I mean, I guess it's with any sculptures.
They are artists.
Well, yeah, but the thing about ice is it's so, shardy. You know, there's so many shards, ice shards, that fly off from that. So, you know, any little move, it's chipping the other way. So I think it's a lot of precision. But I love when the sun, when it's not too hot and it's cold, and when the sun hits an ice sculpture or an area, it's so beautiful with that, you know, rainbow effect it gives. I love that. I just love that whole look. And not to melt it, but just to shine off it. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. It's
and we're lucky
pretty.
If we get that. I doubt we'll see any of that, Julie, because I don't think there's supposed to be any sun. But
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
And then next week we're going to talk to you a little bit about the opening ceremony for Scranton ice camera action at the art house that we had last night, which we'll talk to you more about next week. And I'm going to be doing some interviews with ECTV for people and have done, so you'll know. I'll talk a little bit about who I got to talk to and what they said, and we'll do all of that next week. And in the meantime, we hope that you will go out and support these things. It's not going to be that cold this weekend, so go out and see if you can see one of your favorite movies come to life in the ice form, and support the businesses downtown Scranton, and give it a whirl. So we thank you again. We're going to take off, Jewel, for the week now. So we want to thank everybody for listening. As always, we truly appreciate it. And we'll see you next week. Have a good weekend. Be safe, and please be nice. Bye.